Good afternoon. High pressure drifting off over the Canadian Maritimes is still keeping us dry across interior New York and New England, although some clouds are still flowing in from the west and south. I think sunshine will mix with cloud cover from time to time, and with an increasing south-southwesterly wind flow, temperatures will surge well into the 50s and top out even close to 60 across some places by middle afternoon. Clouds will only increase and thicken tonight as a front approaches from the Great Lakes. It'll be windy and mild overnight, with temperatures not falling below 50 in many locations. As the front draws closer toward tomorrow morning, rain will develop from west to east across the area and continue into the morning drive tomorrow. The front will clear through eastern New York and New England as we go through the early morning period and then off the eastern seaboard during the afternoon, and we'll have a clearing trend from west to east. The wind tomorrow will increase from the northwest behind the front, and as skies clear out, temperatures will start to drop. Early morning highs will be in the middle 50s, but readings will slide back into the 40s by the end of the day. Windy and colder weather will persist into the day on Friday under a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be in the middle to upper 40s with a few passing rain or snow showers, with the chance for snow showers more likely across the western Adirondacks and into the Mohawk Valley. This will set us up for a mainly dry start to the weekend on Saturday, with partly sunny skies in the mid-40s, before a weak disturbance heads our way on Sunday with a chance of a rain or snow shower and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Back to the upper 40s to around 50 with a mix of sun and clouds to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold air is flowing in behind that same front into the southern plains. As a result, frost advisories and freeze watches and warnings have been issued for much of Oklahoma and west central Texas, where many locations will experience freezing temperatures for the first time this season. Meanwhile, in the western Pacific Ocean, Super Typhoon Haiyan continues to increase in strength as it makes its way toward the Philippines. The last report from the Joint Typhoon Warning Center overnight shows sustained winds of 155 miles per hour and gusts up to 190 miles per hour. Gusts could reach 200 miles per hour as the typhoon approaches the islands tomorrow night. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 2 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 34, the record high 72 set in 1948, and the record low 15 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 4:41 p.m., 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder today, with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds, windy tonight, with showers developing by morning and lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder today with highs near 60. Increasing clouds tonight with showers developing by morning, breezy with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder today with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds, windy tonight with showers developing by morning, mid-40s to lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Increasing clouds and wind tonight with showers developing by morning with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder today, mid to upper 50s. Increasing clouds and wind tonight with showers developing by morning and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain, then increasing afternoon sun, windy and turning colder later in the day with morning highs in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Friday, scattered rain or snow showers in the 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the mid-40s. upper 40s with scattered rain or snow showers Sunday, and partly sunny Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.